This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 94, Biography of Bill Posey, the Representative from Florida. General Information. Bill Posey is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for Florida's 8th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2009. Posey's district includes parts of Brevard, Orange, Osceola, and Indian River counties, making it a diverse area with both urban and rural constituents. Early life and education. Bill Posey was born on December 18, 1947, in Washington, D.C., but grew up in Florida. His early years were spent in Rockledge, where he developed a strong connection to the community that would later influence his political career. Posey attended Brevard Community College, now known as Eastern Florida State College, where he studied business administration. He did not complete a four-year degree but instead focused on practical business experience, which he believed was more valuable for his future endeavors. Early career. Before entering politics, Posey was involved in the real estate and insurance sectors. He founded his own insurance agency, which provided him with first-hand experience in small business management and the economic challenges faced by entrepreneurs. His business acumen led him to serve on various local boards and commissions, including the Brevard County Planning and Zoning Board and the Brevard County Housing Finance Authority. These roles allowed him to gain insight into local governance and community needs, setting the stage for his political involvement. Election history. Bill Posey's political career began at the state level when he was elected to the Florida House of Representatives in 1992, representing District 32. He served there until 2000, during which time he was known for his conservative fiscal policies and advocacy for small businesses. In 2000, Posey moved to the Florida Senate, where he represented District 24 until 2009. His tenure in the Senate was marked by his efforts to reduce government spending and improve state infrastructure. Following the retirement of U.S. Representative Dave Weldon in 2008, Posey ran for and won the seat for Florida's 15th Congressional District, which was later renumbered as the 8th District due to redistricting. He has since been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his strong voter support in the region. Political stances. Bill Posey is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic issues. He supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that they stimulate economic growth. He has been a vocal critic of excessive government spending and has often pushed for budget cuts and fiscal responsibility. On healthcare, Posey has expressed skepticism about the Affordable Care Act, advocating for market-driven solutions rather than government mandates. He believes in reducing regulations to allow for more competition in the healthcare sector, which he argues would lead to better services and lower costs. Regarding environmental issues, Posey has a mixed record. While he supports the protection of Florida's natural resources, particularly its beaches and waterways, he has also backed legislation that some environmental groups argue could undermine conservation efforts. He has, however, been a proponent of space exploration, given his district's connection to the Kennedy Space Center. In terms of social issues, Posey holds traditional conservative views. He opposes abortion and has supported legislation aimed at restricting abortion rights. On gun rights, he is a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, often opposing measures that he believes infringe on these rights. Internationally, Posey has been critical of policies that he perceives as weakening America's position on the global stage. He supports a strong military and has advocated for policies that ensure national security, including border security enhancements. Bill Posey, the representative for Florida's 8th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons people support Representative Posey is his commitment to conservative values. He has consistently advocated for limited government intervention, lower taxes, and free market principles, which resonate deeply with many in his district who value economic freedom and personal responsibility. His stance on these issues has made him a reliable voice for those who believe in reducing the size and scope of the federal government. Another key factor is Posey's focus on local issues. He has been instrumental in addressing the specific needs of Florida's Space Coast, particularly in supporting the aerospace industry, which is vital to the region's economy. His efforts in securing funding for space exploration and related technologies have not only boosted local employment but also positioned the area as a leader in space innovation. This direct impact on the community's economic health has earned him considerable goodwill. Representative Posey's legislative record also plays a significant role in his support base. He has introduced and supported bills aimed at protecting the Second Amendment rights, which is a priority for many of his constituents. His sponsorship of the Second Amendment Enforcement Act underscores his commitment to gun rights, aligning with the views of many in his district who see these rights as fundamental. Moreover, Posey's approach to governance is characterized by transparency and accessibility. He maintains an open dialogue with his constituents through town halls, newsletters, and social media, ensuring that they are informed about his activities in Congress. This level of engagement makes constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community involvement in the political process. His environmental policies also reflect a balance that appeals to his district. While advocating for economic development, Posey supports measures to protect Florida's unique ecosystems, like the Indian River Lagoon. His efforts to find a middle ground between development and conservation have won over voters who appreciate a nuanced approach to environmental issues. Lastly, Posey's personal integrity and his reputation for being a man of his word contribute significantly to his support. He is often described as straightforward and honest, traits that are highly valued in political figures. His consistent voting record and his refusal to engage in political gamesmanship have built trust among his electorate, who see him as a steadfast representative of their interests. In conclusion, Bill Posey's support in Florida's 8th District stems from his alignment with conservative values, his focus on local economic and environmental issues, his legislative efforts on key rights, his accessibility, and his personal integrity. These attributes make him not just a representative but a trusted advocate for his community's needs and values. Bill Posey, the representative for Florida's 8th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, which often reflect broader political, social, and economic concerns. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support for Posey is his stance on environmental issues, particularly concerning climate change and conservation efforts. Florida, being a state highly vulnerable to the impacts of climate change, has seen a push for more aggressive environmental policies. However, Posey has been criticized for his voting record, which often aligns with interests that favor deregulation and less stringent environmental protections, which many constituents view as detrimental to Florida's natural resources and future sustainability. Another significant point of contention is Posey's approach to healthcare. His support for repealing the Affordable Care Act, ACA, without a clear, comprehensive alternative has left many of his constituents feeling insecure about their healthcare options. This stance is particularly unpopular among those who rely on the ACA for insurance, as well as those who believe in a more government-regulated healthcare system to ensure broader access and affordability. Economic policies also play a crucial role in the dissatisfaction with Posey. His votes on tax reforms and economic stimulus packages have often been seen as favoring the wealthy and large corporations over the middle and working classes. This perception has led to a disconnect with voters who feel that their economic needs are not being adequately addressed or prioritized by Posey's legislative actions. Moreover, Posey's political alignment with more conservative elements within the Republican Party has alienated voters who lean towards moderate or liberal policies. His endorsement of controversial figures and policies, often seen as divisive or extreme, has further eroded his support base, especially among younger voters and those who advocate for social justice and equality. On the issue of gun control, Posey's positions have also drawn criticism. Florida has experienced several high-profile gun violence incidents, leading to a public outcry for stricter gun laws. Posey's resistance to significant gun control measures, often citing Second Amendment rights, has not sat well with many in his district who are pushing for reforms to enhance public safety. Lastly, There's a general sentiment of political fatigue among some voters due to Posey's long tenure in office. After serving multiple terms, there's a growing call for new representation, with critics arguing that Posey has become out of touch with the evolving needs and demographics of his district. This desire for change is not just about policy disagreements but also about the need for fresh perspectives in Congress. In summary, the lack of support for Bill Posey stems from a combination of policy disagreements, perceived misalignment with constituent priorities, and a broader call for political change within his district. These factors collectively contribute to the complex landscape of political support and opposition in Florida's 8th District. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.